Tony, firstly, when Manchester United are in town, whatever season they're having, it's always special.
Yeah, it's one of the great clubs in world football, and to host them, or whether you go there to Old Trafford or whether we play them here at the Hawthorns, it's always a special occasion. You know, the game's sold out, it's on TV, so we've just got to make sure we turn up and give a really good showing for ourselves.
Do you relish the challenge?
I always love playing against the bigger teams. You know, it's like I say, being a young lad, you know, it was always my dream to watch them, never mind manage against them or play against them. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
They are strong, though, because they're in a little bit of a run as well. So it's going to be a real tough encounter.
Well, he's had a lot of injuries and he's brought the kids in, or brought younger players into the group. And the younger players have done really, really well. And, for all the criticism that Louis has had, if you look at it, you know, they could get to a cup final and they could finish in the top four. So, that's not too bad.
I would imagine there's not a lot of sympathy from you with teams with injuries, considering what you've been through.
No, and obviously losing Brunty has been a massive blow for us again. So, that's Brunty for, most of the season, obviously Sidor for most of the season. Then you've got Johnny injured. We've missed Morrison for nearly, 8 weeks now? So, and McManaman as well. So we've missed important players, but you have to get on with it.
Just before talking about the ins and outs of the game, Saido Berahino's back and back with playing very well for you. Do you ever sit at home in your quiet moments and think, if I'd have had him all season, what could we have achieved?
No, not really. I think, as you've seen with Chris, you can lose players through injury. I've never lost a player through what's happened with Saido, but you can lose players with injury and very, very important players. And you have to you have to deal with it, and you have to get over it, and you have to work. Would we have had more points on the board? I'm absolutely convinced we would have if Saido had been with us from the beginning, because he's a person who wins you games. And not only can he win you games, but in the what he's done the last few weeks, the work rate, he's been our best. He's done the best out of all the group off the ball in the last two games at Leicester and against Crystal Palace. So he's got an energy as well that people don't recognise, and he hasn't shown, but he can do it. And we're pleased that we've got him back, and we're pleased that we've got him back for the next 10 games.
Can he be anything in the game he wants? He seems to have that sort of ability.
I think he can, but he's got to get his mindset right. And fingers crossed, he's come out and obviously apologised to the club and everybody about what he's been up to this season. Which is big and brave and, good for him. What he's got to do now is just get his head down and play football and then see what happens at the end of the season.
Big Ron used to say, don't tell me, show me.
Well, it's a good saying.
There's a lot of talk about your team, Tony, and the way you're set up and all the rest of it. Having watched quite a few of the games, there's times where you play some really good football.
Yeah, no, you sound surprised.
No, I'm not. I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised sometimes the criticism that's...
No, I think you get pigeonholed, and it's very difficult to get away from that. It's the emperor's clothes. That's the greatest way to describe that. Are you going to believe what someone else says, or are you going to believe your own eyes? And I really do believe in that. And as I say, in this country, we spend a lot of time worrying about whatever people say or thinking about whatever people say. And the perception sometimes is so, so far off the mark. And I'm not saying we're the greatest team in the world. But like you say, we mix it up and we play some good football at times.
Do what you have to do, I suppose.
To win games.
But how come, Tony, you play so well against the top clubs? And then sometimes you bore the pants off us against the lower clubs.
I'll go and get all the players in, Pat, and they'll tell you that we don't do hardly anything different from game to game in respect of preparation. But that's players, that's human beings. If we were that good, Pat, we'd be at the top of the table. If the players were that good, the chairman would have the biggest wage bill in the Premier League. And that's why I'm so delighted about Leicester, because they've done exceptionally well. They've really overachieved. And it's wonderful for a manager to see a club like that, having been in the game for a long, long time and worked at the lowest level and played at the lowest level, to see an underdog come through and play and perform the way they've done consistently all season. Yeah, it's just been a breath of fresh air.
So you're supporting them from afar?
No, I'm supporting them as close as I can. And you know, like I said to Ranieri before the game, you'll not get a tap off us during the game. But after, when the game's over, I hope you win the league.
Do you agree, though, that your best performances this season have been against the top clubs?
I thought we played well against Palace. I thought we played exceptionally well, especially first half. And even second half, although they got a couple of goals, and Alan said that they got more into it, I still think we were the team that played more football and played through the pitch and created the better opportunities. You know, Seidel's, when he cut inside and hit the bar, and we had two or three great opportunities if we'd have picked the final pass to have scored another goal. So I still think we played well there. And there's been other games as well. We played really well against Stoke when we beat Stoke. So there has been games, Pat. Unfortunately, like you pick the bigger teams because those results do stand out. And we've been to Liverpool, we've been to Chelsea, we've been to Leicester. We've scored two goals at each of those sides, and they're all, you know, top teams. Haven't won the games, mind, Pat, which has been disappointing, but have been pretty forward-thinking and done well.
But your performances have been excellent. You mentioned those games. You beat Arsenal at West Brom. You play really well against Tottenham in the draw at West Brom. Yeah. That's the enigma almost.
Well, I just think it's the inconsistency that, you know, is brought along with the level of, you know, players that you work with. And I think that's got to be accepted. And we're no different to any team, like I say, in that bottom 12 that, you speak to any of their managers and they'll scratch their heads at times after games that they've played really well at and then after games that they've been very poor in. You know, the differences can be enormous at times. And can you put your finger on it? Well, like I say, I'm very regimented in what I do and how I do it and how the week is panned. And we don't change a lot, Pat. We'll obviously talk about Manchester United are a possession team. They'll try and drag us out of positions. They're not direct. You know, Palace were very direct. We knew where the ball was going before it went. So we made sure we got people in those areas. Against Manchester United will pull you out. They'll keep the ball and make you impatient. So we'll have to be patient. The crowd will have to be patient. And what we'll have to do is concentrate a lot more on not getting pulled out of good positions.
And Van Gaal is relying on the kids again, as so many other Manchester United managers have done so in the past.
They're not letting him down either, which is brilliant.
Do you think it's a case, therefore, that supporters relate to young players coming through? Because they're more immune from criticism, aren't they, than senior players?
Well, I think with Manchester United have had a tradition of bringing young players. So if you have a look, I'll go back to the Busby Babes, you go back to Alex when Alex went in there and played the youngsters. And now you go in to another, you know, Louis has brought younger players in and they've done exceptionally well for him. So that club has got a tradition of playing, you know, young players and giving them the chance and the opportunity. But I will say this, Pat, they have to be good enough, because if they're not good enough and that they start losing, the manager will soon replace them.
But on that basis, they could win the FA Cup and qualify for Europe after people are saying Van Gaal's got to go.
Pat, I've just said in the main room there that as a manager, you accept you're going to take criticism for loads and loads of reasons. And whether you're scoring goals, not scoring goals, whether you're conceding goals, whether you're doing whatever, you have to be strong enough to take the criticism and just move on, whether you're walking up the hill or you're running down it.